The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Raven, I believe in karma, and it's because of things like this.
Okay. Give me your example.
It's Anna and Raven. There's a viral video going around right now, and it's a porch pirate. The guy is stealing a package off someone's doorstep.
I've seen this. It's the lowest of the low, Anna Zapp.
Yeah, it really, really is. The owner of the house opens the door, and he's videoing. He's got his phone up. He's got the camera up. And,
of course.
And this happens.
Yeah, it's done. You're done.
Oh, sorry.
So the guy just starts stammering and says, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Wait a minute. So he comes out and he says, that's done. You're done. And the guy what? Runs away?
Well, he does. He runs away. He jumps back into his car.
Right.
Throws the car into reverse.
Of course.
To peel out of the driveway.
Quick getaway, Anna Zapp. I'm out of here.
Then this.
You're done. Cops is coming. Cops is coming.
His car gets stuck in a snowbank. That sound that you hear right here, and if you're familiar with this sound, you know it is the worst sound. It's him spinning his wheels when he's stuck in the snow.
The best part is if you haven't seen this video, this is one of those tiny, tiny little cars, right? Like, I think it's a Yaris or something like that. I mean, I don't even know. The guy actually, like, steps on the gas and then tries to hop out and push it off the snowbank himself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And all why the owner of the house is standing right there. And you were probably stealing like a, I don't know, a reorder of women's deodorant or something like that off the front porch. You have no idea what this package is. Bad move, man.
If you want to watch the video, we have it on our Facebook page.
And it's glorious.
Yeah, it's only 30 seconds. It's worth it. You can head to Anna and Raven on Facebook and see it. But there is nothing worse than when you get stuck.
Of course.
It happens all the time. Well, not all the time.
Not all the time.
But when it does happen, you don't forget it. Raven, when did you get stuck? Not being a porch pirate, just in general, you got stuck.
Yeah, well, I've never been a porch pirate.
Good.
So that would be that answer. I've been stuck a couple times in vehicles. It's always at the worst time, right? So it's always when you have to get somewhere super quickly or somebody is depending on you to show up somewhere, right? So, I mean, I've been stuck before in a foot of mud or whatever, and you're like, no, we got this.
Mm.
I'm just going to go. I'm going to let some air out of the tires or put some kitty litter down here or whatever, and that's the worst. But behind the house that I grew up in, there was a tall hill, not even like steep, but just longer. And every time it would snow and ice, everybody would get stuck on that hill. And the problem is, you come around the corner, you're doing 30, you're good. One person slows down in front of you, everybody's doomed. It's like a chain of dominoes.
See, I don't ever have a problem getting stuck in the car. I get stuck trying on boots.
Oh.
So, you know, I have large calves.
And yes.
Even though people look at my calves and they say that my calves are of normal size.
Typical size calves.
You don't know
the ratio of calves to your body.
To my body, right. Like
right.
My ankles look normal. But if you, whenever I have to try on those high boots, it was a terrible time for me when they were very popular.
Sure.
Because when I would try them on, I couldn't get them off.
Right.
And I would be in a department store with these boots over my calves, and I knew it wasn't coming off. They were stuck. So then I have to, you know, put myself in the seat in the department store.
Get leverage.
I have to tell my husband, pull!
Right.
Pull! And, you know, and he's humiliated because he's pulling in the middle of Macy's and trying to drag this boot off my foot that's stuck in my calf. Everybody's in a full sweat.
There is that one time I got caught in that scuba suit, too. There was that time, too, also. That was very, very difficult to get out of.
1-800-330-9999. When did you get stuck and how did you get stuck? You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. Check out this viral video on our Facebook page, Anna and Raven. It's a porch pirate that gets caught out because his car gets stuck in a snow snowbank.
Instant karma, that's what you say.
Right. But when did you get stuck and how? 1-800-330-9999. It's
Ann
on Raven.
I got stuck on my way inside the building to work. They had one of those rotating doors.
Yes.
Oh. And nobody was conscious of anything. Everybody was just pushing. And I got stuck between the rubber and the part that goes around.
That sounds painful.
I felt my breath go out of my lungs, and you could hear it, like, the sound.
Oh,
and when I got out, I just passed out because I was out of breath.
Oh, my gosh. I would have sued my business.
I have actually a fear of the revolving door. We have a revolving door in our office, and if you ever notice, Raven, I never go through it, ever. I don't like them. I don't think they're safe. I'm worried for my fingers. I've never thought about getting stuck in one, but now that's a new fear I have.
Yeah, that's a death trap. Thank you very much for the heads up.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck?
My dad had a barrel. It was about 4 feet tall and like 2 feet in diameter. I was 10 or 11 years old playing hide and seek in the basement with my brother and his friend. And I hid in there and I just crouched down and I got stuck and I was crying and screaming. My brother was laughing at me for the longest time. And then my dad came along and he used a hacksaw to cut the top ring off the thing and a box cutter to get it open. But it was scary.
Yeah, it does sound scary because that barrel was meant for a body. That's why your dad had it down there. He didn't know whose body it was going to be, but he had it saved there.
He didn't want it to be yours, that's for sure.
It was nearly mine.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck and have to be rescued?
So in seventh grade, I was trying to make my own task in art class about becoming to use all the paper mache, and it dried too fast. So my arm got stuck, and the art teacher totally freaked out because she was like, oh, my God. Like, we couldn't get it off.
Right, I'm going to lose my job. Oh, my God, I trapped this child. I let this child do this thing in the room. What did you guys have to do?
She ended up using, like, this crazy, like, art tool she had in the classroom. I don't think she wanted anyone to know I did it.
Right. She pulled out her switchblade and cut this thing off. I mean, you're lucky you're not scarred for life from this thing.
Oh, she went to the car and got her sword.
Right.
I definitely scarred her for life.
Right.
I also was scarred for life.
You know, newspaper seems so benign. Not going to hurt you.
Not till you add glue and water.
You combine it with that, you get big problems.
And on Raven, where'd you get stuck?
My son got stuck. He was young, and he was getting into a van, so I gently pushed him a little bit, and he slipped, and the seatbelt went through his ear.
Through his ear?
Yes, he had to have surgery in his ear to repair it. It went through his. You know how it was the one sitting in the on the console on the floor.
Yeah, you gently pushed him. It sounds like you dropped.
I did.
You dropped. You drop kicked your son.
I didn't. I was just hurrying him along a little bit, and he slipped and went right through his ear.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck and have to be rescued?
I got my tongue stuck on an aluminum screen door in the wintertime.
You deserved it. All right. Yeah. Haven't you ever seen A Christmas Story? Come on, people.
I did. I have. I think I did it first. I'm older than The Christmas Story.
Oh,
my mom had to pour warm water over my tongue to get it loose.
No, I did that to the. When I was little, I watched that movie for the first time, and I did it on the freezer door.
Immediately walked in and decided to give it a shot. That won't really happen.
I didn't believe it would really happen.
What is
it? It works. Your tongue gets stuck. It's true. I had to pull it off, and then I had this big oval scar on my tongue for a long time until it regenerated kind of like a starfish. You have a story too? 1-800-330-9999. When'd you get stuck and how'd you get rescued? There's a viral video going around right now of a porch pirate stealing a package, and when he goes to make the getaway because he's getting caught, his car gets stuck in a snowbank and you just see the tires spinning. But when did you get stuck? If you want to check out that video, you can head to Anna and Raven on Facebook. But a lot of times, it just happens. 1-800-330-9999. When did you get stuck?
I was 8 years old, beady pajamas, and I zipped them up myself, and I zipped up my Franken, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah.
And then my mom tried to unzip it, and then my father's like, I got this, and zipped it, and I wound up going to the hospital and got a couple stitches.
Oh my God.
How old were you?
I was 8. And to this day, I'm still in therapy. I have a little twitch. We have to my twitch. There it is.
Anna and Raven, when did you get stuck?
Okay, so I was about 10 years old. My brother was 7. And we were in an elevator with my mom and fighting over who got to push the button on the elevator in the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom got frustrated and hit all the buttons. And then it opened up. She stepped off. The door shut. And my brother and I were in the elevator.
You got stuck in the elevator.
Oh, that's terrifying.
We got stuck in the elevator. Yep. So then my mom, I could hear her yelling. The doors wouldn't open. And they finally, someone had to come along and pry them open and pull us up onto the next level.
So why do kids get so obsessed with pushing the buttons on the elevator? This is a fight that I've had to monitor and been between my own children and my nieces and nephews 1,000 times.
Well, they light up like magic.
Why? Why do we all have to push the button? The best is like, we're all going to push it together.
Apparently, my mom solved the problem. We never thought about it again after that.
Right. You just
she pushed all the buttons and we were like, well, that wasn't fun.
And Ann Raven, when did you get stuck?
So it was really quite embarrassing. I got this new couch and I was one of those women who thought I could do everything by myself. Mm-hmm. So I got the couch into my car, got the couch out of my car. And at the time I lived on the 3rd floor apartment and I got the couch into the front foyer and realized I was out of my mind. I could not get the couch up the stairs.
Oh, so difficult.
So I decided to take it down the stairs into the basement. And I promptly got stuck between the wall of the basement, the hard concrete, and the couch.
Right.
And I was stuck there for hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you have your phone? Yeah.
Right?
How did you get out?
I didn't have my phone. I had to just stay there for the longest time, crying. There was nobody home in the other apartments. I'm yelling for help. Nobody's home. And finally realized, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to get myself out or I'm sleeping here.
Gosh, that's awful.
And, yeah, it was awful. And I squeezed and pushed and pulled and probably took me another hour, but managed to scrape myself out. I had cuts and bruises all over my body. And then worse comes to worse, the couch never made it up the stairs. It never fit in my apartment, and I had to get rid of the couch.
Yeah, that happens all the time in apartments. Right? We have to cut. I've seen people cut an arm off a couch to get it into an apartment.
I can't believe you thought you were going to be able to get a couch right up 3 flights of stairs.
But, you know, the cuts and the scrapes and the bruises, better than having to ask the creepy super to get you out of the couch, the one that you think's been watching you in the shower anyways.
Right.
This was better. You were on your own.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck and how did you get rescued?
So it wasn't me, but it was my best friend when we were about 10. My mom was helping us play hide and go seek. She got the bright idea to hide my friend inside of the washing machine.
Oh, boy.
This is back when washing machines had agitators.
Oh, boy.
And her hair got stuck at the bottom of the agitator.
Oh, my gosh. That is scary.
Did you have to cut her hair off?
They had to cut her pigtail off and take apart my mother's washer.
Oh,
it's a loss on both sides. It's a loss on both sides.
Oh, that is horrific.
Right, it was a loss on both sides, but it was a memory I'll never forget.
Right. They're there to save a life or to free somebody. They're not there for Maytag. So that washer machine is not coming back.
Man, you never forget a situation like that. You hate washing machines forever after
right,
that.
Right. You never want to see that thing again.
She doesn't ever do laundry. She just buys new clothes. She's 45 years old now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.